Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you could skip time and live forever in good health at a certain age, what age would you like to be? An online poll by a well-known market research company asked 2,000 American adults just this question. The poll included men and women of all ages, all geographic regions, and all political bents. And the result may surprise you. 50 is the perfect age, said the majority. The 50s and up can be one of life's most fulfilling periods. You no longer have the full responsibility of a family, and yet have your health, a reasonable amount of money, and time, which is the real currency of life. Gone is the stress of daily parenting, the constant nail-biting battle with the budget, and pressure to make a name for yourself. I feel like I have a voice now, one woman explained. I was so busy in my 40s raising children. My choices are more intentional now, another commented. There's less ahead of me than there is behind, and I want to make it count. The 50-something years can be a period of pleasure, intense fulfillment, and growth, spiritually, intellectually, and emotionally. Halftime is what more and more are calling what used to be referred to as middle age. In his book called Halftime, Bob Buford believes that the second half of your life can be better than the first, much better. 50 is the time to ask yourself, what am I really good at? What do I want to do? What is most important to me? What do I want to be remembered for? Personally, 50 brought me to a place of total surrender. As I said to God, I've tried my best for the first 50, and I'm done. Take the rest of my years and use me up. Dean Nywolmi is the CEO of the Halftime Institute, a Christian nonprofit that works to help people find joy, impact, and balance in the second half of their lives. He says a halftimer can learn to surrender to his or her own calling, to live out deep faith in God, and to multiply kingdom impact in the issues Jesus cares about, and to experience lasting joy in community. For the person who believes, as the Bible asserts, that what you are is far more important than what you look like or what you've done, the goal of success is pushed aside and replaced with the desire to do the will of God and be everything God wants you to be. Michelangelo began painting the Great Medici Chapel at age 55. Then there's the American painter Anna Mary Robertson Moses, Grandma Moses, as she was called. She didn't turn out her first canvas until she was 76 and kept at it another 25 years, long enough to see the paintings she once sold for $3 go for more than $10,000 apiece. In their book, Age is Just a Number, my parents, Harold and Darlene Sala, quote Amy Carmichael. Carmichael was inspired by the epitaph she found on the grave of a Swiss mountaineer when she wrote this prayer, "Make us thy mountaineers. We would not linger on the lower slope. Fill us afresh with hope, O God of hope, that undefeated we may climb the hill as seeing him who is invisible. Let us die climbing." A climber considering a mountain peak decides in advance which mapped out route to take. All lead up, but require different climbing skills and experience. What will the second half of your climb look like? If you're at halftime or beyond today, take some time out to reevaluate your route. Let us climb to the end. Let us press on at every age toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.